Hello, it's Martine from iMake here. Today is the 28th of July 2012, and I'm pleased to say last night during the opening ceremony of the London 2012 Olympics, I cast on for the Ravelinnik Games. Yes, it's very exciting. I'm knitting the Berry Wrap, which is a beautiful pattern by Juju Vale and Susan Cropper, which was in the wonderful book Juju's Loops. And it's quite a chunky wrap, so really not ideal for this sort of weather, but I'm kind of looking at it as a autumn winter item. One of the reasons I chose it is because it's quite chunky and therefore probably quite realistic for me to knit in 2 weeks. I'm a very slow knitter, so I was quite strategic in my choice of garment, and this garment will be part of the shawl sailing event. So it's the only thing that I'm entering. I think knitting a wrap in 2 weeks is enough of a challenge for me. But it's a lovely pattern. It sort of ties at the front and has a really textured, chunky kind of look around the shoulders. And the lovely Kate from Kate's Twirl, who was with me last night, she's already knitted one, and I've seen how lovely hers is, so I've gone for that one. I'm knitting it in Malabrigo yarn. It's Twist, Malabrigo Twist, in a beautiful shade of teal called Teal Feather. I have three skeins to use. When the opening ceremony started last night, I'd realised that I'd forgotten to wind my skeins into balls, which was a bit silly. So Kate and I were kind of half watching, half winding to enable me to get started, which was a little bit of an oversight, but hey, I'm okay. So after a couple of false starts, that was me not reading the pattern correctly and concentrating on the opening ceremony, I've now made a good start on the pattern. It's a lovely pattern and it's going to work up quite quickly, I think. I thought I made amazing progress last night, but actually I had to rip out all of the pattern work that I did because it wasn't right. But hey ho, I've caught up with myself this morning. I've been watching the swimming. I'm not even really that into sport, but doing the knitting seems to make me want to sit in front of the television and watch the Olympics, which has got to be cool. I quite like that. So I will update you with progress on my blog, imake.gg, and I'd love to hear from anybody else participating in the Ravelinnik Games. I'm tweeting photographs and progress quite regularly. You can catch me as imakeguernsey on Twitter, and I'm using the hashtag Ravelinnik Games, and when I remember Ravelinniks, because I think there's a few hashtags going on for the game. So as I said, I'd love to hear from you. Please leave comments or tweet me if you're participating. I'd love to know what you're knitting, and I'm sure I'll see you around on Ravelry. Over and out.